Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Tazria, Tovshin Pei Dalit. The last Meshech Chachma in the Parsha is referring to Perek Yud Gimel, Psukim, Mem Aleph to Mem Dalit, maybe even Mem to Mem Dalit. And here the Pasuk's referring to a person who has a balding head. Pasuk Mem, Kereach Utarhu, the back of his head is balding. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Gibeach Utarhu, the front of his head is balding. Now if in that balding head he will have a Negalav on Adamdam, he will have a Mare of Tzaras, whether white or red, Saras perachasi bekarachte begabachte. That is saras. That is saras, either in the back baldness or the front baldness. Veroa oise hakayin pasuk mem gimel, and he sees it. It's like a meret saras or basar, just like if it would be on the skin. To differentiate from the parsha before, where it's talking about in a place of hair, that a person has a nega saras, which that nega is actually the hair falling out. That's not what we're referring to. Person is balding. He has a bald head in the front, bald head in the back, and on the skin of his head, he now has a nega of tzaras. That's like tzaras anywhere else on the skin. Pasuk Mem Dalid, Ish Tzoruahu. He is a man of tzaras. Tamehu, he is tameh. Tamehu tamenu akayin. The kayin should be metamehim, beroishay nigoy, the nega is in his head. A lot of extra words seemingly in this pasuk. So says Rav Meir Simcha as follows. Ha'inyan, demida b'mida loy batal. We know the Gemara, the Mishnah, Sechtesaita tells us, b'mida sha'adam moideid boi moideidei moisai. In the same measure a person measures out, Hashem measures with him. As we call it, Mida Keneged Mida. So says Rav Meir Simcha, we could apply the same concept when it comes to Tzaras. Because Tzaras comes for different Averis. As he's going to quote the Gemara in Masechta Erechin to Zayin Amar Aleph. For seven Averis, Negoim Boim, Lashon Hara, Shvichas Damim, Shvua Shav, Gilei Arayis, Gasas Haruach, Gezel, Tzoros Ayin. So different averus that cause saras. But says Rav Meir Simcha, it's not just like a random pick out of the hat, certain avera, so you get a saras on his body, on his clothing, on his house. No. There's specific reasons for each avera and what saras corresponds to it. For example, val kimutz v'tzaras ayin, if a person is stingy, tzaras ayin was one of them. Bon nige batim. So what does he get for that? He gets a niva, a nega, on his home. Uchayotze bo. So, if a person is cheap, like the Gemara, the Psukim are going to tell us in next week's Parsha, that part of the einish of a house that has saras, he has to take everything out of the house, and people see that he actually had things to lend, and he said he didn't. It's part of the einish. Came from being stingy. Stinginess has to do with a person's wealth, a person's home. So therefore, says Rav Meir Simcha, for kimus v'tzaras ayin, bo nige batim. That's the midah keneged midah. U'chayotze bazeh, and similar. So what's the point? Says Rav Meir Simcha, v'im hanega b'roish. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, gets saras on his head, bevadai hu mishubash bekayach haseichel uvedeo izoris. The location of the saras is indicative of what the avera was. And if the saras is on his head, that shows us that the person is mishubash, he's messed up, bekayach haseichel, in his intellect, uvedeo izoris, and he's letting in strange views into his mind. And for that, tzaras comes. For that, tzaras comes. Now, which of these averis is called Deus Meshubashas, Deus Zaris. I'm not 100% clear. We'll see a knetch to it in a moment. But that's what Meir Simcha is saying. V'hinei, im achet shaloi hu b'midois, if his aver is in midois, uv'koiches ha-nefesh, oy b'pu'ulois, whether it's in midois, when it's things in his heart, whether it's actions, k'moy sh'om rashi v'dvarim negoyim boyim. So Dr. Meir Simcha, he's qualifying it. Shiva dvarim negoim boim are the rest of the negoim. Ozeinoi miyuchar achet mitzad koyach hasichli hamitziyachid boi ha'adam. So then the Aveira is not specific to his mind. For example, what is it? Lashon hara, a person can have a taiva for that. Shvichas domim, shvu ashov. All these things are actions. Some of them are midois. Gassas haruach, gezel, tzaras ayin. We'll see gassas haruach in a moment. But these are midos. These are keichas hanefesh. These are pu'ulos. Those aren't specifically related to the seichel. So therefore, the negoim of the body comes. And it sounds to me that Meir Simcha is qualifying. It's not muchruch, but I think he's qualifying and saying that the shiva dvarim, those are specific to the negoi haguf. It's not necessarily referring to the negoim of the reish. But let's see. So not true. If he was chayte with his seichel, his nega comes on his rosh. Now he throws in a twist from Meir Simcha in brackets. So Meir Simcha is now back to being misyaches to the Sheva Dvorim, that Negoim are Boim. And he says, Gasus HaRuach is something in the brain. Shezeh HaTov B'Seichel, Umevi L'Avoy D'Zara. Avoy D'Zara is in the brain, like we said, Meshubash B'Dei Zorais. Gasus Ruach is in the brain, that's why it brings to Avoy D'Zara K'moy Shomar, B'Rom L'Vovcha V'Shachachta. And later, earlier, in Parshas, Tzav, Parakhes, Pasuk Zayin. We might have learned this or mentioned this once before, in the middle of a shtickle. But the Avneit, Hine Gaiva, he gam came benefesh hamasakeles, benigbar vaseich levad. Gaiva is something that needs intellect and is in the mind. Ki abehemi einim iska. An animal and the animalistic nature of a person, there's no gaiva to that. That's why it's a mevoy to avodah zarah. That's why it brings a person to avodah zarah, because it's all in the seichel. Sira Meir Simcha is now saying that in the Zayin Dvarim, there is one thing that is in the seichel, and that is the Gasus HaRuach. And for that, a nega comes b'reishai. So I said before, is Meir Simcha saying that the seven things are not the ones, are not referring to the Reish? Here he's throwing back in that there is one that refers to the Reish. Does that mean that is just a category of Gasus HaRuach and anything else that's a Seichel type of Avera? Perhaps that's what it means. The Olam could decide for themselves how to understand Pshat. And he continues, L'chein b'uziyah, it says by Uziyah, v'atzaraz azorchi b'metzchoy, mokam ha-machshova. Uziyah had a gaiva, and he wanted to go be the Kayin Gadol. Where did tzaraz come? In his forehead. Mokam ha-machshova, the place of the machshova. Now, the metzach, the forehead, is not part of the roish, really, of these halachas. That's really part of the face and the skin. From Meir Simcha saying, the Metzcha is still part of his Machshava, and it's still in the same neighborhood, the Havein. And understand this. That was the brackets about Gasus HaRuach. But let's continue what he started. He said, Loi keinim chata b'koyach sikloi, sh'oz ha'nega b'roishoi, hu chayte b'koyach sikloi, ha'miyuchud b'odo mitzad sh'uish. So Dr. Meir Simcha, Seichel is only something human beings have. An ish. Midais, actions, all that could come. Nature, all that could come from the heart. all that animals could have as well. Seichel is only something man has. So the fact that his chet was in his seichel, that's why the negas beroishai. So what was his avera? His avera was mitzad shu ish, because he was a man. She'inoi bishum chai bilti medaber. No other living creature except man who speaks has seichel. Ruach mimamalolo. Person has the kayach to speak. Speaking is seichel. That's a person. Lochein Omar, therefore, says Rameir Simcha. That's why the Pasuk says in Pasuk Memdalid, Ish Tsaruahu Tamehu. He is an Ish that Tsaruah, because his Tsaras is coming mitzad his Ish, his Seichel. Tamei Tamenu Akoyen Beroishoi Nigoi. It's in his head, mitzad his Ish, mitzad his Seichel. And that's the Tumah that's coming here. That, says Rameir Simcha, is what the Torah is teaching us with this pasuk, Ish Tsaruahu Tamehu. He is an Ish Tsaruahu is Tameh, meaning the Ish at the beginning of the pasuk is the klal. This Ish, this man, this Seichel is Tameh. He's Tsaruah, he's Tameh. Mitzad what? Mitzad is Ish. Why? Because Beroishai Nigai. It's showing us where the problem is. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Meir Simcha. Let us look at the words of the Netziv, who says something similar, and with a few hoisafos, but it complements what Meir Simcha is saying. The Netziv is also bothered by a lot of this extra verbiage here in the Torah. And he already starts off, and he says, Pasuk Mem tells us, that there's baldness in the back of the head, Pasuk Mem Aleph, baldness in the front of the head. He says, first of all, why did the Torah put the baldness in the back of the head before the baldness in the front of the head? And why, Bechlal, did the Torah make it two psukim? Put it together. If a person is bald, either in the front or in the back. So that's not a tzarah. Still he gets a nega lovan adamdam over there. So he says, "V'yesh lahazber tam b'zeh." I'm going to explain to you. "Demivur lahalon b'pasuk mem dalid." I'm going to explain to you later in pasuk mem dalid. That's the pasuk ish saruahu tamehu that Meir Simcha was referring to. "Denige haroish hu oisu al chet deus mishubashes." Nige haroish are for deus mishubashes. "V'ne yesh ne oifanim b'zeh." So the Netziv now starts qualifying it even more. Meir Simcha just said, it's in the head, this problem. Sof the Netziv. Chada, a person could be mishubish, b'chakira philosophis. A person could have thinking about things, delving into it, philosophy, intellectual, and come to the conclusion, Rachmana Litzlan, that there's no Rebbeinu Shalom, or there's other gods, or whatever it is. That's one. Shainis, then there's Stam, an atheist. Eine chaker, v'eine mamin. He doesn't believe, but he doesn't even think about it at all. He's not interested in the whole thing. I don't believe it. V'yodua, sezok the Netziv, didas hu mashe nechlak b'moya cha'odom hu be'achiri harosh. When a person makes a decision, not even a thought out thing, the decision of something is in the back of the head. And he brings rayas to this. But v'chakira sichlis, when a person is deciding things, a person is delving, and thinking, hu b'moyach milifnim. That's in the front of that. So now, the decision not to believe, that's made in the back of the head. The chakira, the philosophy, the intellectual exercises, coming to an intellectual conclusion, that's in the front of the head. So therefore, it's split into two. Now, which one is worse? V'yashibush be'amuna motzi v'guru ayoyser v'yashibush haba b'chakira me'atzmai. It says a big chiddush. A person who just refuses is worse. It's a bishlam, a guy who uses his intellect. At least he's trying. At least he's trying. Unfortunately, he came to the wrong conclusion. But a guy who's not interested in thinking, just I don't believe, that's really much lower madrega. V'shumachi nechleku Shnei achatzoyim sheberosh. Says the Netziv, that's why it's split, because they're two different things. And that's why karachas, the back of the head, is first, because that's a much worse avera. It's a much worse avera that you're not even trying, not interested. The second avera is, I'm interested, I'm looking into it, but he ended up in the wrong place. It's bad also, but it's not as bad as the karachas. Now, there's a Hosafa here in the back of, I have the older version of the Netziv. In the back here, the new ones, they put it in together. Says the, in the back, he adds in, V'hamikro b'sefer dvarim, the pasuk in sefer dvarim, in Parshas Nitzavim, Perichov Tes, pasuk Yitzayin, k'ri shnei oifani upper courses, b'shem roish v'la'ana. Over there, the famous pasuk, p'yesh, b'chem isha isha, you'll have someone who's going to go l'leches l'avoides alehi ha'goyim ahim, who's going to go and serve avoides zara. One thing, penyesh b'chem, maybe you'll have amongst you shayrish roots poire that will blossom roish v'la'ana. Roish v'la'ana are two bitter types of grasses or growing things. Esev mar kegidim, says Rashi, shem marim. So what's roish v'la'ana? So says the Netziv that over there the Torah calls these two types of apikorsis roish and lana. Meaning there's avodah zarah, that's the first half of the pasuk. Then there's roish v'la'ana. Yu'yin sham. The avagav the shibush be'amuna b'li das garua. Look over there, and we're going to see it in a moment, that even though it's true that a person who just doesn't believe is garua, is worse, like I said here, karachas, it's worse. Mikom mokim b'zeh prat garua pikaris mitzad haseichel. But there is in one way, and that's what we're going to talk about over there, that an apikiris who actually thinks and delves and talks and tries to be intellectual about it, there is one way in one prat he's taka worse. Why shumamshich legaseis daites acherim? The guy just doesn't believe, so he doesn't go out to convince other people not to believe because he doesn't have what to say. That's his personal decision. But a person who's able to really talk intellectually, he's going to go and try to convince other people that he's right. So in that way, he's really worse. He's much more dangerous. In the actual person, the guy who doesn't believe for no reason, doesn't think, not interested, he's a much lower level, not even trying. But on the other side, the person who is intellectual about it, he's going to convince others. So let's quickly take a look over there. Before we get to the continuation of the Netziv in our parsha, let's just quickly see what the Netziv says over there by Penyesh Bechem Shairish. So he says, Penyesh Bechem Shairish, like I explained, we're not referring to Ovid Avodah Zarah, that's the first half of the Pasuk. Rather, the person wants to be Chofshi. Ovid Avodah Zarah still has to follow some rules. This guy wants to be free, Bishum Avodah Saloya, from not serving any gods. The guy who's the apikiris, who doesn't want to serve, is worse than a person who's willing to at least serve avodah zarah. Cave and shein love shum oil. The guy who's the apikiris, he has no yoke, he has nothing on him. He doesn't believe in anything. He doesn't believe he's going to be judged. He doesn't believe that there's schar v'oinish. That's much worse. At least the eved avodah zarah believes there's a higher power. But the apikiris, whether it's the apikiris who just doesn't believe or came to the conclusion not to believe, but in that oifen, he's worse than Ayvet Avodah Zarah. V'zeh harayim garufa. He says, v'chol zeh hu shayresh poire. He says, this is all a shayresh, a root that is poire, that will blossom and grow into roish and lana. He says, why does it say poire roish? Why doesn't it just say it's a shayrish roish v'lano? L'lameinu d'zeh ha'kilkul oid garua me'avodah zarah. To teach us why is it, even more so than he just explained, that an apikiris, both apikarsim, are worse than avodah zarah. Da'ovid avodas kechavim ein echoshek lahashkes ulihaseis es acherim basher hu ein ovid avodas kechavim. He says an interesting thing. We're talking about an Ovid Avodah Zarah who is just doing it because it's much easier for him. serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's all types of rules and there's all types of halachas and restrictions. Avodah Zarah is much easier to serve. I believe in a higher power, but so that person doesn't go out trying to convince other people to serve Avodah Zarah. He's doing it mitzat taiva. Another guy wants to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, loves him. What do I care if he wants to go out of his way? So, Mashenkin, a person who's not Bikiris, who lot laskilam daite hagasa. So he's very upset. He's very upset that other people believe in higher powers. Kakol psoyim maminim l'chol davar. There's foolish people out there. They believe in a higher power? That's foolishness. I have to educate them. I have to bring them up to speed. And what's modern? What's enlightened? That's our pasuk. Vayikra Yud Gimel Mem Dalet. Yud Gimel Mem Dalet, as we're going to see in a moment. We haven't seen it yet. Ish Saru Ahu. That's the pasuk he's referring to. We'll get to that in a moment. So it's not enough that it's going to. There's a bitterness here. There's a pire roish vilano. It's going to spread. Because he wants to spread it to others. He wants to teach others. He wants to teach others how to be enlightened and not be fooled to follow higher powers. Now again, there's a star to the back. The Nativ says in 1 second. So why does it say Shairish? Why does it say a root? Just say it's a Pirei Reish Vilana. It's something that blossoms and spreads, and that's the problem. So he says, interesting thing. He says, because b'shas matan Torah, there was no such thing as apikorsis. You either served Hashem, you served Avodah Zarah. No one didn't believe. That only started, he says, when they're mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. They're mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, the beginning of second Beis HaMikdash. That's when apikorsis began, because there always has to be a balance between Kedusha and Tumah. Amuna and Kfira. Well, if you're not serving Avodah Zarah anymore, so that's when Apikorsis started. That's when Yavan started. Yavan didn't serve Avodah Zarah, Yavan Adarabah. It was Apikorsis. They didn't believe in anything. They believed in the body, they believed in the physical, they believed in this physical world. That started when? When they're Mavatli, it's Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the Pasuk here is Bimaramis. To later on, there's going to be something called Apikorsis that's going to spread. Right now, it's only a Shairish. It doesn't exist. It's only a root. But it's going to be Pirei Reish Vilano. Okay. So says the Nitziv Vayter. He says as follows. He says the Chayr over here, it says Roish before Lana, and in the Kinois in Eicha it says Lana before Roish. You could take a look how he's Masberit, but he comes to explain and he says, Mishum Hachi Kan. Kishemedaber b'moris hadeyos shememarim eschaya nevesh. Who marked him Deanish Cheses Beyoser, Shulachshev the Odom Kivahima, Belidinu Mishba Klau, Shazu Hadea, Afagav Shenira Garua Yoser. Here he's saying as follows, the Torah is going Minakal Elachomer. Over here, the Torah puts the one that's a little bit more Kal first. Roish is referring to a person who is. The roish, the vegetable roish, is always bitter from beginning to end. This is the person who just doesn't agree to anything. He's not interested. He's ein ma'amin klal. He's the person, the karachas, the back of the head. He doesn't believe anything. So he says, even though it's garua yaiser, like we said also in Parshas Tazria, because really you didn't even try. Mikamakam eina pyre umashris lacherm kolkach. But it's less persuasive. It's not as much as a person. The person doesn't go out and convince others. Maybe a little bit. It's pirate. It spreads. But it's not so bad. Because a person who has any seichel, he realizes a person has to be under some higher power. So when a guy comes over to you and says, it's all shtusim, any person with any seichel realizes that's not something to believe. So therefore, he tries to spread it a little bit, but it's not as widespread.
Mashenken
Mashenkin, someone who already comes to an intellectual exercises, someone who has philosophy, someone who will agree, a reformer, to part of the Torah's Moshe. I'm not going to believe in the Rabbanans. That's much more dangerous, because that person could go out and talk to people. B'zehu lanois, that's the lano, shegarua b'yoyser b'zeha prat, that in this prat, that was the nitziv we said before, from the back of, in Parshas Tazria, in this prat he's worse. Because in the beginning, people don't chap how bad it is. They say, oh, let's talk about it. I hear you making a good point. Lana, the vegetable lana, is bitchilasay masuk. It's not so, it stays good in the beginning. You chew it more and more, it becomes bitter. And that's this type of apikorsis. In the beginning, it's geschmack, let's talk. Philosophy, let me think about it. Here, it doesn't sound so bad. But the end, it's very bitter. And therefore, it's much more dangerous. Then, the Roish, which is bitter from beginning to end, right when you hear it, you already hear the problems with it. So says the Nitziv, that's why the Torah says over here, it's a Shairish, it's going to happen later. Pyre, it spreads, they both spread. But Roish is not as bad, because people see it much more clearly, that there's not much to talk about, and it's bitter from beginning to end. Lana, that already is the philosophy that people talk things. This is reformism. This is all that type of stuff. Then the beginning, you don't chap how bad it is till all of a sudden you're into it and you see how bitter, and that's very widespread. So that says the Nitziv is pshat over there in those psukim. So let us go back to Parshas Tazria and see. So the Nitziv tells us the difference, Karachas and Gabachas. Now, Ish soruahu, tamehu, tamehu, tamenu hakayin b'roishay nigai. So he says, again, very similar to Meir Simcha. Yadua de tzaras ba'al chait. Tzaras comes from Averis. Avalein adoiva sibas chet tzaras keguf, le tzaras aroish. Tzaras that comes on a body is not like the head. The tzaras aguf ba'al chet, taiva machtias abasar. Tzaras aguf comes for taivas, that are machti the flesh. So even though, says the Nitziv, that the Pasuk says over here, Kimarei Tzaras or Basar, that this person's Tzaras is just like Tzaras on the skin, that's just in the what the Nega looks like and the Halachas. Mashein Kain, the cause of the Chet is something totally different, because it shows us that the Tzaras is in his head. V'nafkamina, why do we have to know? Lehizor mimenu yoyser, to stay away from him. D'mishiyesh le'des mishubashes machdi acherim. That was the whole nitziv. Shemisroyim ima yoyser mebali taiva. Because a person who's about taiva, my taiva is not your taiva. It's much harder to have an effect on bali taiva. So the fact that a person has saras beguf, avada the person did averis. But we don't have to warn the whole world to stay away from him, because his influence is not such a big influence. But the person whose taras is beroishoy, that's a very dangerous person. Beiktim akosuv, lozeh hatam, and that's why the pasuk starts off, ish soruahu, tamehu, tamehu, tamenu akoyin, v'chol zeh udvar miyusarim, uvol hazel l'chol adam lizar mimenu harbei. Hamoin Adam Izaru Mimenu Bashir Soruahu Ish Soruahu. This man is a Tsaruah. Tamehu Tameit, he's Tame, stay far away from him. Why? Because Biroishai Nigai. Vafiloya Nizka Klitumai Hayur Areyamiaroi Lisrachek mi Avir Hatsarua. And even if we're not talking about a person who actually has the Ilchas Tuma, but a person stay far away from such a Tsaruah. Omnum Efsher. Now you'll say, okay, that's regular people. Maybe a Kayin? Chedarkalius Odom Gadol. The Kayin is usually a big person. Vinala Misakonas Ateva. He's removed from Teva. Einoi Choshesh LeTeva Tzaras. Maybe he doesn't have such problems. We find over there, look in the Gemara Nedarim, say Parak Hamadir. Alzeh Hoysif, the Pasuk says, no, Tomehu. Acher Shigil Klau Tuma. Tamei yitamenu hakoyin gamkein. The kain also has to stay away from him. But what do you mean? He's Adam Gadol. He should come close to him to give him teichacha. Maybe he'll do tshuva. Maybe he'll heal him. Says the pasuk beroit sheinigai, the acher shegil apikursis shuvei neroi l'teichacha. Once he reaches apikursis, that person is not listening anymore. V'chol shekein depakar tvei, it only makes him worse. V'chol boel lo yeshuvan, unfortunately, it's hard to come back for. And therefore, that's why even the kayin should stay away. So that says the Netziv, ish tsaruahu, this person is a tsarua. Tomei hu, he is tamei, meaning his metzias, his head, his deis, mishubashais. And therefore, tamei yitamenu ha-kayin, even the kayin has to stay away from him. Why? Because b'roishai negai, his nega is b'roishai. Masha'enkein, this is only b'roishai negai. Masha'enkein, someone who is a tsarua, machmas avoynes ha-taiva. No, that's a whole different thing. But tsarua sheboi ha-nega, that's a different thing. That's going to be the continuation. You can take a look at the Netziv. So that says the Netziv is what the Torah is teaching us. Rav Meir Simcha told us, ish, he was chayte with his ish, with his seichel. And the Netziv is telling us this person is a very dangerous person. Everyone should stay away from him. Like the Rasha, if he's a hoisi, atzvah, and aklal, kofar beker, afato hekake yeshinov. We don't enter into din advarim with the Rasha. If he was hoitzi atzmen aklal, kofar be'ikr. It's kofar be'ikr. There's no one to talk to anymore. There's no one to talk to. We have to do our thing. We have to insulate ourselves. We have to talk to ourselves. To mechazik ourselves. But to talk to apikiris, that's something you have to be very careful. Even the kayin who's usually protected from all of this. Tamei yitamenu akayin. Why? Because b'roishoi nigai. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and kol tov.